You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
First time shot comes in. Oh! Jay Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC's Saturday trip to take on Gloucester City.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly, we'll be hearing all about FC United's long trip to take on Gloucester City from Saturday afternoon. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news with a plea for volunteers, as the FC United Mega Cabin regulars are in need of some extra volunteers for the Kidderminster home match this Saturday. If you'd be interested and willing to help out, please contact office at fc-utd.co.uk or on 0161 769 2005. Elsewhere, and the FC United women's team are through to the final of the Manchester FA Women's County Cup. The final will take place at the Recreation Ground, the home of West Didsbury and Chilton, on Friday the 28th of April, and we'll have more on this in the coming weeks. And finally, Hadfield Wood Recyclers, a Droylsden-based recycling business, has teamed up with FC United to help expand the club's Sporting Memories group, aimed at reaching out to older people in the north of Manchester. At the start of the partnership back in August, Ben caught up with Jason White from the Sporting Memories Network to find out more about the project.
It's an opportunity for older sports fans in the community to come together and talk about their sporting memories, essentially. So we'll be launching that, as well as also promoting and raising awareness, really, around some of the challenges that face the older community, one of which being around dementia.
It's all about giving them a sporting memory, essentially. It rekindles memories of going to the match and that kind of thing. And it's very beneficial, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And, you know, there's an amazing video on our website, which, if I can plug now, which is www.sportingmemoriesnetwork.com. Now, that video, which I'm sure plenty of Reds would also be interested in looking at as well, is a fascinating video. It's a story of a chap by the name of Bill, who was attending one of our groups in Scotland. Now, Bill had advanced stages of dementia and was being brought to the session by his carer, but Bill was in a permanent sort of state of sort of confusion and anxiety, etc. You know, the situation was quite difficult for him, and he wasn't really engaging. But then, through some of the photos that were available at that event, he started to talk about some of these footballers and started to say that he'd actually played with some of them. So we started to do some digging around, and I believe there wasn't much of a family network, and this story just unraveled, and it turned out that Bill actually played for Celtic, and then the Second World War came along. But there was a match, and he actually played for Scotland against England in 1942. And alongside him that day, to the left was Sir Matt Busby, and to the right was Bill Shankly. Now, that's a really important story. For one, it's an amazing story. But secondly, Bill, because of his condition, wasn't really aware of that until something triggered those memories. And then Bill was able to actually talk about himself and his own experiences. And by doing that, it gave him his confidence and he found his identity again. And that's the point. Sport has that ability to It just resonates, and particularly amongst older men, which is predominantly the sort of the profile of individuals that attend our sessions. They're not all men, but typically men have a long association with sport. It's an essential part of their identity, and the memories just tend to stick around, really. So this was an amazing story. The video is on our website, and it's just a good illustration of how sport can really engage. And in fact, I had another story recently. Someone who's working on this project in Manchester took her father to the swimming baths, which was great. And just and he put his swimming trunks on, and again, this gentleman is elderly and has a long-term condition, but just the act of wearing his swimming trunks it prompted him to say, will they fall down when I dive in? Now, if you'd met this gentleman, you'd appreciate that diving in is not going to happen. But just the process of actually being geared up for sport actually produced this really positive response. And again, it was just an illustration of what a positive thing sport can be for people of all ages, but particularly for older people, which is where our work is primarily focused. You know, people may want to come along themselves, or they may know someone in their community who, you know, for one reason or another might appreciate coming to the session, or also someone who may have become more isolated as they've got older. Because, you know, you've got to remember, for a lot of men, you know, their social connections tend to be linked to their work or their sport, their leisure pursuits. And as and when those stop, then their social connections can obviously be impacted as well. So it may be that this resonates with some of the fans who may well know someone as well. So really just about that, and also raising awareness around dementia as well.
Ben there speaking with Jason White from the Sporting Memories Network back in August. And for more information, please visit www.sportingmemoriesnetwork.com. And a big thank you to Hadfield Wood Recyclers for supporting this project at Broadhurst Park. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travel to Cheltenham to take on Gloucester City. To hear how the Reds got on, it's now time to hand over to the FC Live team to find out.
So welcome everyone to Wadden Road, and the pitch looks fantastic, doesn't it, Swamper?
Well, this time of year it's...
If you're a mole.
Well, it's imagine if a mole does pop up and nod one in, that'll be interesting.
Anyway, so team news for this afternoon, and because we came here via our own steam, we're unable to give you any form of team news.
Well, there was a 192 with a 53, the 1992 to Nottingham, which was the wrong side of the country. Then we jibbed across, we got a taxi, I got a penny farthing, I knew it on a Pashley, and we got a lift here eventually, and we still beat Tom's bus.
But team news today, we can let you know that Zach Corbett is starting today, which is an interesting one.
Very much so.
Yeah, well, he made his debut, didn't he, early in the season, and then disappeared without trace.
It was after Harrogate.
And we were told that he was injured soon afterwards, but he's been out a long, long time, hasn't he? Which is curious.
It certainly is.
He's not even been mentioned in dispatches.
Or in the bar, or in the dressing room, or anything.
Anywhere.
In fact, anywhere, to be honest. But no, it's an interesting one. I mean, I know there are a number of injuries still with certain players, but yeah, I mean, it's an interesting lineup. It's going to be a game where FC United are with a game of maybe two halves, Ben, and maybe, you know, an opportunity for those to prove themselves a point. But I suppose...
Well, if you can't tell by now, dear listener, it's a long way to come, this. And we're a bit tired, I'll be honest.
The game itself is going to be an entertaining game. And we'll, even if it's not, make sure it sounds like an entertaining game.
I'll give you 10 minutes to change your mind.
Right, OK. Well, hopefully we've got one. Dale Johnson seems to have signed for Glossop. Now, that's the news just coming through. Breaking news from the FC United account.
I'm sure that can be verified during the afternoon.
Well, no, it sounds plausible because Glossop have got half our old players.
Seven yeah. ex-FC United players. That'll make it eight. And I think the average age is 30 plus for the Glossop team. But if that's true, good luck to him, Dale Johnson. Came to our club a bit too late for me anyway. Maybe two or three seasons ago he should have been with FC. But it's always difficult to bring in players... You know, the demand of maybe a little bit more cash than FC could afford at the time, but he did come. He made a brilliant debut, didn't he, against Solihull?
Yeah.
Absolutely outstanding in a game that FC won. So if we can replicate that this afternoon, that will be interesting. Let me give you the teams first and foremost. I'll start with the FC team and then bring in Paul to give you the home team this afternoon. But FC United lineup: Dave Carnell in goals, Jake Williams number 2, Harry Winter number 3, Scott Kay number 4, Zach Corbett number 5, Luke Ashworth number 6, Matty Wolfenden number 7, Nathan Lowe number 8, Jason Gilchrist at number 9, Jerome Rice captain number 10, and George Thompson at number 11. On the bench for FC United matches, it's Gareth Arneson 12, Tom Greaves 14, Greg Wilkinson 15, Sam Sheridan 16, and Tom Brown number 17. FC United playing in all blue this afternoon with that little blue, white and red swirl across it. Well, today's referee is Adam Ricketts, ably assisted by, as the wind gets up and nearly takes my team sheet, Elliot Swallow and James Oldham. Interesting to note, Paul, that both Sam Sheridan and Tom Brown on the bench this afternoon, and as we say, Zach Corbett coming into the team.
Well, I noticed that we've cancelled out there, Zach, with one of our Zachs, so that could be significant.
It certainly could, and also we believe Jerome Bright probably play at left back this afternoon,
rather than
his usual position. So again, it's going to be interesting. But as you say, Luke Hopper, their top scorer on the bench, and from a purely unbiased situation, you would look at Luke Thomas this afternoon, number 11. As I say, 17 years of age.
He's 17 years of age. He's on loan from Derby County, and apparently he's a star of the future. So we'll see what he's made of today.
The pitch itself, I say, it's a wide pitch, but it's not a particularly big pitch. An old league ground. One of the floodlights is still the original floodlight. Looks about 1970s pylon style, really nice. And the floodlights are on. Have been on for some time. Well, they've got a big task ahead of them. I'm just looking how the team is setting up here. And
isn't it strange that we can't find a kit that actually fits Harry Winter?
Well, they all look. There's only about two of them that actually seems to fit.
I mean, no matter which kit it is, he always seems to be bursting at the seams.
He reminds me of an ex-FC player whose socks never seem to fit him in any way, shape, or form, and scored that wonder goal at Bradford Park Avenue a number of seasons ago. He became the assistant manager at New Mills, and then
Armstrong,
and now he's applying his trade at Stalybridge Celtic. He left with the lads at Ashton and went over to Stalybridge. And he's there playing straight there, Mr. Armstrong. Yes, so again, the players all get ready for this game. And there's quite a lot of cloud. There's a little bit of wind as well, and that's nothing to do with the fact that Ben's been eating mushy peas all afternoon. If the kids carry on doing that, I reckon I am going to end up throwing my Tic Tacs at them, Ben. Apparently, there's a stat here that's just come through again. I think we are unbeaten whilst playing in the blue strip.
Well, it's going to be tested today, because Gloucester have won all three previous meetings against us. But this is our 500th league game, so let's hope we make something of it.
Ball from the goal kick. Just about makes a halfway line. Lowe loses out. Picks up by the number 9. Strong challenge there, and he wins it fairly. And then, an interesting challenge there from Harry Winter. He's on the D, just beyond the centre circle, and he's put it out for a corner. I think he was looking for a challenge, but no challenge came in. And he's just whacked the ball out for a corner, taken quickly. Picked up by Thomas. Thomas into the penalty area with the ball. Great ball there. Goes across everybody. It should be a goal. And again, that was very, very poor. Static defending from FC United of Manchester. And, on 16 minutes, the corner was taken very, very quickly. I say it was a corner out of nothing, really, Paul.
Yeah. And young Thomas had a hand in that, didn't he?
He took it quickly, whipped the ball in.
Yeah, and we just didn't react in the box as the ball came across.
No, Mullings was initially the man that got to the end of it, and then at the back post, a little header, and very, very simple. And it was, I think it was Sam Avery. Was it Sam Avery who got the last touch on it, the big number 5? Ball now, back in play, just over the halfway line, low there. Looks like it impeded, but the referee said no, they play on. And then a slight late challenge there by Harry Winter, and the referee now will be over to have his challenge. It's the third time.
Counting.
Well, the problem is, see, Harry Winter takes it upon himself to be the enforcer, and I mean, sometimes he needs to pass that responsibility on.
Maybe Harry should say, look, just give me the yellow card now, let's get out the way. You know, you're going to give me one later anyway, so...
Well, the referee's just turned around to him and said, look, the next one is going to be a yellow card. And
I mean, Harry should say, well, look, you know...
Just do what Roy Keane used to do, that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just give us a yellow, especially with David Ellery.
And we can all move on. Yeah.
Free kick's taken anyway. It's a long ball down this left-hand side, controlled tremendously well by... the Gloucester number nine, then whips the ball into the penalty area. Oh, it's back post. There's on the other. It should be two. It is again. It was awful, awful defending from FC. The ball was brought down brutally by Ed Williams on this left hand side.
John Thomas.
And then he whipped the ball in. And well, it was a misheader from a. I think it, this time it was Zach Corbett. And there he was, just there to just nod it in. Luke Thomas there, the back post. Again, a simple ball down the left-hand side, whipped in, poor defending, and it's 2-0 to the home team, Paul.
Well, if you don't pick players up within, say, 15 yards of goal, that's twice it's happened and twice we've conceded. Well, it is a corner, second one.
Second of the afternoon for FC United of Manchester, 2-0 down their trail. We've had 65 minutes of this game already, and FC United just starting to maybe... thinking of something else. The ball comes across, it's headed away, should be another corner to FC United Manchester. Ashworth should let that roll out. In fact, it's not even going to get to the corner flag, it's a throw-in which Jerome Wright will go across and take. Well, have FC United got any answers? They're sort of putting more pressure on in this second half. It's been a much better performance.
Could end up 2-2 this, who knows.
It's only one person coming for it, and that was Sam Avery. He won the header, and FC United outside the penalty. First half shot, what a great goal, what an absolute tremendous goal there by it was FC United's Latham Lowe. The ball came out, so he chested down, he volleyed into the top corner. An absolute quality goal. Absolute quality.
That really was out of nothing, wasn't it? I mean, the ball was cleared out, but I don't think Gloucester really followed it up. They just kind of stood and watched a bit. And Lowe just had a bit of space, didn't he? And really took his moment.
What a fantastic finish from Nathan Lowe. Absolutely outstanding. And FC United, with this wind advantage now, seem to be playing the more comprehensive and better football. K, 1-2 with Thompson. Thompson a little bit of room now. Here's a man on the left-hand side into Jerome Wright, but the ball's not fit, doesn't find him. And then, well, it's defended tremendously well there by Luke Thomas, a 17-year-old. But FC United have the ball back now with Jerome Wright. A 1-2 with Jerome and Harry Winter. Winter now looks for some support, gets it in the form of Lowe, but the ball doesn't quite find Lowe. And now the home team can come away with it again. That ball holding up in the wind. Number 10 onside there as well. Now, can he get past FC United's Ashworth? No, he can't. Good defending there by Ashworth. And last, FC United there, really. We're just trying to look a little bit, weren't they?
We're certainly gambling now.
Arneson holds the ball well. 15 yards outside the penalty area. Has a nice ball to the left-hand side for Jerome Wright. Can Jerome Wright get to the byline? Yes, he can. Can he get the ball across? Well, yes. He can, sort of. And it falls for Winter, looking for a handball. And a penalty to FC United! And Harry Winter, yet again, gets himself a penalty for a handball decision. The referee was right in front of it and seen it completely clearly. There was no question about it. And Jerome right now will have the duty of trying to bring this game.
Just as last week, we had a penalty for handball last week and Jerome dispatched it. And now he's got another chance.
In pretty much the 70 minutes as last week.
Well, he's on 85% success rate from penalties.
We've talked about, certainly from an FC perspective, Paul, the passion in the second half.
Yeah.
Well,
I think he's buried 9 from 11 so far. Pretty good record.
Well, now he has an opportunity.
It's all right, I have faith.
To make it 2 apiece, Jerome Wright against Jabzir Singh. Left-footed Jerome Wright. Sets himself. Steps up. What can he do? Save.
Ooh. Well, there you go. Not his best penalty, we have to say.
No, not at all. And there's a... Well,
they do have a corner.
They do. Well, how nice it would be to see the corner going to the back post. And it's the goalkeeper again. It's a goal kick this time. Well, there's a... I turned to the left there. There was a little... I was a bit unnerved.
Substitution.
It was like a night out. The kicking out at Bred Briol at half past three in the evening.
Double change for Gloucester.
The morning. Yeah.
Double Gloucester, you could say.
A double Gloucester. Well, FC United have certainly second half affected the game. The substitutions have given a different dimension as well, as the ball played low and long to FC United's Ashworth. Ashworth, though, has got three players around him. He can't afford to lose it there. Plays a lovely ball to Williams. Ball to the penalty opportunity. Goal! What an opportunity. What a goal. It was Tom Greaves. Good football from FC United and Manchester. And equally deserved, certainly, there.
Well, that was a well-worked free kick. It was played in low to Ashworth on the edge of the box, which... completely confused the Gloucester back four, and from then on it got worked quickly outside to the flanks. It was played into the box. Tom Greaves was first to react, and that's his 93rd for the club, I think.
Well, I tell you what, the ball played in to Ashworth. It was a 30-yard ball along the deck. Ashworth got it in the penalty area. He was surrounded by three players. We're thinking, what on earth is he going to do? He played a reverse ball out to Williams. Williams played the ball into the penalty area, and there was Tom Greaves to mop up. And well, it's deserved as far as I'm concerned, because it's been an absolutely excellent second half from FC United and Manchester. Just now, back on level terms, let's just not lose our grip in this game, as it's an opportunity here now for the home team. But they're giving the ball away again, and Lowe this time, lovely skill and touch. Lowe's going to score from he scored from 50 yards. Nathan Lowe, he won the ball just outside in his own half, and he's just controlled it. You can see what he's going to do, and he's absolutely leathered it. The keeper, well, he's just got a palm on it, and it's into the back of the net.
Three goals in 22 minutes has turned this game completely upside down.
Well, can you believe it? The silence is deafening to the left-hand side. And that goal there...
Well, Beckham-esque.
Absolutely incredible. Nathan Lowe scored an absolute quality goal to make it 2-1. Then he scores, well, an opportunist goal from, what, 55 yards, 60 yards,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, he was inside his own half, wasn't he? And the keeper parried it, but he just couldn't keep it out.
But as soon as he saw it... I mean, that's great, great vision. Absolutely great vision there from Nathan Lowe. I mean, as I say, keeper now, well, under pressure.
Well, no wonder the keeper was caught by surprise, because Lowe just got the ball and just went, have that.
He didn't even look up, really.
Lowe knew exactly what he was doing.
So a stunning second half comeback for the Reds there. Here are the FC Live team with their closing thoughts.
Can you hear the city sing? Whoa, no,
we've had our 4 minutes.
Jerome Wright chips the ball down the left side. That is a famous victory for FC United and Manchester. Well, Carl and the boys celebrate below us there. Absolutely out of nothing. The second half performance warranted something out of the game. But interestingly enough, FC United, the team that got away with the 3 points, it was a game, as we said. I mean, we talked and jokingly talked about a game of two halves. Well, that was absolutely no question about a game of two halves.
I think you could call that a coupon buster, almost. Now, I know games can change after half-time, but that really is a remarkable change from the first half, where we looked inept and we didn't really look like we were going to get anything out of this afternoon whatsoever. The second half, we came out on the front foot. We came out with a better attitude. We seemed to have a bit more organisation, a bit of a game plan. And once we started pressurising the Gloucester goal, they obviously didn't stand up to the pressure. And considering that we missed the penalty as well at 2-1, we could have been level much sooner. But full credit to the players, they stuck at the task. And we've got to also mention Nathan Lowe. You know, I mean, to score a goal like that from outside the box, from 25 yards, in itself was quite memorable. But then to score from his own half with the goalkeeper backpedaling, that was a remarkable goal.
Well, it certainly is. And as you say, I think what we lacked in the first 45 minutes was that passion, that real quality, was the determination to think that we could actually go out and do something. Second half have come out with that bit between the teeth, and they've worked hard, and when you work hard in a game of football, you get your result, you get your just desserts on occasion. And they've worked really, really hard in that second half, and they've got the lifeline with a tremendous shot and goal from Nathan Lowe. And at 2-1, you're thinking, right, we're right back in this. We get the penalty, and the penalty is missed by Jerome Wright. He scored, 9 in 12 now, but did tremendously well to keep the momentum going, keep the pressure going. We get to 2 apiece and working hard, and then the goal out of absolutely nothing, you know, from 50, 60 yards, Nathan Lowe. But as soon as he hit it, I think we all knew where it was going.
We were still 2-1 down after 86 minutes. And that kind of shows you how we carried on to the bitter end today. And we got our rewards for carrying on right to the end and not giving up.
We certainly have done well this afternoon. Players are happy. That may kickstart them a bit further again. Good work from them. And the crowd's still here on the right-hand side. And the players, well, that's certainly a performance that is worthy of, especially with the goals that were scored. Absolutely outstanding from FC United this afternoon. Second half, absolutely wonderful.
We were staring at a fourth successive defeat to Gloucester City, and we managed to turn it around and rack up our first win against them.
Well, Listen, Paul, it's been great having you. Have you got to nip off while you stay here for a few more minutes?
I have to go. But it's been a remarkable afternoon and it makes the journey home a lot shorter.
Well, it does for some. From some of us, we're going to have to, we're here for a little bit longer, but we've got a couple of Chocolate John's come out. The lucky blue kit. He's eventually, he's waited till the 93rd minute. Like, lucky blue kit, you're exactly right. I think we're unbeaten in that. That's what you said. And we've got Mr. Posh singing, "Can You Hear?" The City Boys sing, "I Can't Hear Anything."
No. Certainly not a smooth ride supporting FC. Not sure if my heart can stand 2 minute games like that. That's from John. I think that might be Chocolate John as well.
And I do apologise, ladies and gentlemen, if our commentary when the goals came in, I think that we brought across the goals, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a good job.
The thing is, we are surrounded to our left hand side. There's no stewards around us or anything like that, but we are surrounded by some interesting vocal supporters. We would be kind enough to afford them.
Put it this way, if we're anywhere else, there'd be chairs flying everywhere, but unfortunately we wanted to keep the chairs where they were.
And that's exactly a good point, because we're the only ones with chairs that we can manoeuvre ourselves, aren't we? But anyway, FC United that leave Cheltenham with all 3 points, and I think certainly in the first half. That is our last visit here, of course, yeah, because they're moving grounds next season to even further afield, I think it is for them. The one thing is, we said at half time they've just got to come out and show some passion, some commitment, some bit of quality. The win might have a factor in it, and regardless, win, lose or draw, we might get something out of this game. And even if we got beat, we could turn around and say, look, they've put a shift in. And by goodness me, did they put a shift in second half. We could sit here and dissect and debate and discuss why we're not doing that more often, why aren't we doing that for full 90 minutes and so on and so forth. But I think it's only right to say we've got 3 points today. There's two absolute quality goals. I know Gloucester have TV cameras here, so hopefully they'll be caught for you and be able to watch them. But second half performance, absolutely outstanding. Really, the players took it upon themselves really to drag that game by the scruff of the neck and get back into it, and they've done absolutely excellently well. The likes of Nathan Lowe, as I say, second half he was absolutely superb. You know, the goals themselves were excellent, but he worked, manoeuvred, did well, created a little bit of space. And FC United, as I say, once you have that little bit of space and option, they seem a much better team. The substitutions of Greaves, well, he comes on and he makes an impact automatically. Arneson does well. So all told, it's been a very, very good afternoon from an FC perspective. The other results looked like they were going against us and pushing us further down, but luckily those 3 points and that goal, as I say, 2-1 down in 86 minutes to finish 3-2 up, testament to the way the players have worked all afternoon. And, you know, it's been certainly more entertaining than we were expecting, Ben, to say the very, very least.
That's very true. That's very true, especially 45 minutes ago from here. It was looking very, very bleak, but, well, that was nice.
Wasn't bad at all, was it?
That was nice. Anyway, so this has been FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army. We will return next week as FC United are hosting... who are we hosting?
Oh, come on, Ben.
Sorry, I was on the reserve page, and the reserves are playing Buxton next week, and I thought, no, that's next season. Anyway, joke, because they're getting promoted. They're getting promoted, dear listener.
That's right, yeah.
Kidderminster at home next week, and we should say, when's that five-a-side thing that's taking place?
11th of March.
Right, so there's no point.
Yeah, we're promoting that in the next week or so. You know, from here, opposite the Cullen Farmer stand, it's FC United that take all 3 points. A game of two halves, if ever game was to be cliched. A game of FC United in the first 45 minutes. We're still on the coach, in all fairness. And the changes came in the second half, and FC United, well, they really worked hard, tremendously well. 2-1, two apiece. Before that, a penalty missed by Jerome Wright, and then 3-2, a 50-60-yard goal by Nathan Lowe separated the two teams. FC hung on tremendously well and leave here with 3 points all the way back to Manchester. 2 hours and 20 minutes on the coach back, but they'll be celebrating. We're celebrating as well. So until next week, we'll say very, very good afternoon to you. Enjoy whatever you're doing. From myself, Ben, from Paul, it's just me, Ben and Paul, so from all three of us, and from you guys that always keep us sort of on our toes when it comes to this footballing commentary lark, it's a very, very good afternoon.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. After the match, Ben caught up with FC United manager Carl Margeson.
So, Carl, I think it was after Charlie I said, don't mean to use clichés, but a game of two halves. Sorry to use clichés again, but that was a proper game of two halves.
Well, I said it at half-time. I said that to the players. I don't think our supporters could tell. I could kind of hear their frustrations, but playing playing, up the hill and with a strong wind in our face, it was always going to be difficult. I thought the goals we conceded were two minor mistakes from ourselves that got punished. But I always felt that, in the second half we could cause them problems. I think it helped us when we went with a diamond in midfield and had two up top. On another day would have been even more comfortable.
I mean, the two goals we did concede were static defending in a way, and they were basic stuff. Yeah. But you were right, though, about the wind. I mean, Carnell was barely clearing the halfway line in that first half.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes it difficult. It's hard to get out and against on a pitch like that as well. It makes it very difficult. But like I say, I just felt as though we'd definitely get something. As long as we didn't concede again, we'd definitely get something out of the game. And like I say, we're missing a penalty. That shows great character and great strength of mind from the players. And the goals that we actually scored were real quality.
Now, speaking of quality, we should mention the two low goals. The first one came out of absolutely nothing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Then the one from the halfway line was... Well, what do you say?
He's a great, another example of, when you give young, talented players a chance, they can produce magic, and, that's fantastic for Nathan Adair. I spoke to him before the game. He's been schooled at Burnley over the past few years, but I think he wished he'd been here since he was like 16 and things like that, because like I said to him, when you're playing for points, it's a real game of football. When you're playing that development type football, it's a bit false, but he showed what he's got in his locker with the quality of the two strikes.
And just a quick mention for Zach Corbett, came out of nowhere really. I wasn't expecting him to be on the team sheet. How'd that happen?
I was trying to get, just to give Zach a little bit more time to recuperate. That's his first game, he's not played, so he's been training, he's done all his rehab, he's worked really hard, and I was going to get somebody in on loan, but I don't think I need to.
And just a quick mention elsewhere, Dale Johnson, I think, has played for Glossop today. So is that a dual edge or something?
Yeah. We spoke about before Christmas. He's been really busy with work, and he's fitness wise, he wasn't up to the standard that we need at this level. But he's going to work hard at it, and we'll see what happens.
And going into Kidderminster next week, so obviously I've got 6 days to get the squad sorted. But everything else all right, squad wise? Because a few illnesses and sickness last week.
No, we've been we're a little bit stronger now, thankfully. Like I say, we've missed out on a centre half, but Zach's come in today and done fantastically well, and everything's looking quite good.
Well, cracking game of football that in the second half, superb to watch.
Cheers, nice one.
FC United manager Carl Margeson there following his side's 3-2 away win at Gloucester City on Saturday afternoon. To find out now where that victory leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from the National League North on Saturday, it's now time to hand over to Marv Willis for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and welcome everybody to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. And that win for FC United, plus Worcester's defeat to Altrincham on Saturday, means FC are now a more healthy 9 points from the relegation zone, sitting in, unlucky for some, 13th place. A bit higher up the table, AFC Fylde still head the lead by 10 points after a 3-1 win against playoff hopefuls Tamworth at Mill Farm. Second place Salford City came back from a goal down at Moor Lane to beat struggling AFC Telford United. That was 2-1. Kidderminster Harriers are now third, level on points with Salford after winning 2-0 at Agbra against in-form Stockport County. Fourth place Chorley are a point behind after winning 2-1 at home against lowly Alfreton Town, while in Darlington are seventh, 4 points behind the playoff places, but were beaten 3-2 at Blackwell Meadows by Harrogate Townside, now just a point behind them in ninth. Down the bottom end, and second bottom, Stalybridge Celtic had another home game postponed. and fourth bottom Gainsborough Trinity were unable to find a win for new boss Dave Frecklington, who lost 1-0 to Curzon. And finally, Boston United and Nuneaton Town, two teams with enough points to just about feel relatively secure. They met at the Jakeman Stadium with the visitors trumping 3-1. And that concludes this week's Marv Sports Report. With me, Marv, go in peace to love and serve your football club. Cheerio.
Thanks, Marv. The Reds return to Broadhurst Park this weekend as FC United host Kidderminster Harriers in the league. Kick-off in Manchester will be at 3 p.m, but as always, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.